Near Junction, a two-hour drive northwest of San Antonio, is the Perfect 10 Whitetail Deer Ranch. It's a high-fenced-in facility that uses genetics to breed big bucks with giant antlers. They're sold to hunting businesses for up to $30,000 a deer.
Where we bottle raise our babies and, of course, you know, run them through the chutes and work them and everything else.
Inside the ranch's nursery for baby fawns, owner David Grainer is fearful about what will happen to his business, which raises close to 340 deer a year. Texas Parks and Wildlife is trying to prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease, or CWD, which infects a deer's brain, telling the animal to stop eating.
Up north, when CWD breaks out, they go in and usually decimate the herd, and they come back with very little, if any, CWD. So here they've killed all these animals for no really good reason.
Grainer is afraid herds could also be wiped out in Texas as officials try to contain the disease. The state's current test for the disease can only be used on a dead deer.
There is a live test that is available. It at least gives you an opportunity to save your herd. I have nothing other than the deer and the hunting. It's just really what we do out here.
Grainer is not alone in his worries. The deer breeding ranch is just one of 1,300 in Texas which is currently prohibited from selling its deer. The moratorium on moving or selling captive deer began earlier this month after state officials learned that a 2-year-old deer at the Texas Mountain Ranch in Medina County had tested positive for the disease. Steve Lightfoot with the Texas Parks and Wildlife says the agency acted swiftly because the disease can spread quickly.
Among deer and elk, it can spread easily from nose-to-nose contact. It can stay in the environment for long periods of time. The issue is that it doesn't show physical symptoms right away, so it can be incubating for a number of years before anything occurs.
Lightfoot says that's significant because this is the first time the state has identified a white-tailed deer with wasting disease that was bred in captivity. Up until now, the disease has only shown up in Texas in the mule deer population, which is non-migratory.
We immediately restricted movement of all captive deer in Texas until we could do a risk assessment and determine the prevalence of this disease, whether it was isolated to this one herd, which we consider the index herd, the source of the disease, or whether it may have spread to other facilities.
Wildlife experts are concerned the disease could jump from breeder facilities into the wild and infect the state's 4 million free-roaming deer. State Representative Andrew Murr, a Junction Republican, has a large number of deer hunting and breeding ranches in his district and sits on the House committee looking at the problem. He's urging breeders to stay calm.
As of this week, and you probably are familiar with, that moratorium is being lifted on certain permittees, depending on whether or not they've had any contact up or down with a trace in or a trace out of the index test sample, which came from Medina County.
In other words, ranches that can prove that they've had no contact with the diseased deer can resume selling their animals. But with the two largest deer auctions scheduled in August just before the start of hunting season, tensions among deer breeders like Grainer is running high. This is the most lucrative part of the year.
And most people don't have their buyers even lined up yet, because who is going to put a deposit on deer to buy if they don't think you're going to be able to move them? And then they've screwed themselves out of possibly buying from somebody else who maybe is able to move them.
Seated in an all-terrain vehicle, Grainer passes rows of pens filled with deer. He's still hoping to auction his best stags at the state's auction in San Antonio in a couple of weeks. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.